Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Kingdom citizens. I'm so glad to have you on this evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. I am so excited and so blessed to have you on this evening. Well, put your seatbelts on because I got a phenomenal guest that is going to be on with us tonight. I have the honor of interviewing the wonderful, beautiful Victoria Holland. Victoria is a wonderful, wonderful friend of mine, but she is also a powerhouse. So I want to give you a little bit of information about her, but before we do, you know how we do. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we honor you and we thank you for another opportunity to come into the throne room to be in your presence. God, we ask you to be with us, guide us, and direct us. Lord, we ask you to forgive us because we know there was something that was said or done that we did, Father God, that was not pleasing in your sight, God. And we ask for your forgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask you to be on the airwaves, go through and have your way as you always do. Lord, give a strong voice to our guest tonight as she imparts and speaks to the women about what thus saith the Lord. And God, we just honor you again for what you are about to do. We ask you to bless those that are listening and even those that will listen later on to the recording. Let it be a blessing that yokes will be destroyed, Father God, and that they will come out being refreshed and renewed like we know that you do. Father God, we love you, we praise you, and we give you all the glory. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, again, like I told you, we have the beautiful Victoria Holland on with us tonight. She is the founder of Elevated and Not Tolerated. This is an awesome motivational business that's been birthed out of her. She does coaching and she does motivational services. She also has a book that she completed called Diva in Position, Going Through the Storm. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that book as well. She has a BA in business. She is a certified professional life coach. She's an ordained evangelist. And she also has certification in early childhood development. Well, come on now, get it going on, my sister, because, you know, my parents both were educators as well. So trust me, I understand when she talks about that early childhood development. It's very young when you get them at that young age. Evangelist Holland believes that every individual has something powerful that lies within and that through strategic intervention that we all can rise above anything and everything that we are faced. So without further ado, I want to bring on our guest for this evening, Victoria Holland. Victoria, are you on with us?
I am, and what an honor it is to be with you, my sister.
Well, it is an honor for you to be on here as well. I am following you like crazy. You know, we already know each other through the Achi, but there is another side of you that God is birthing, my sister. So
I want you to first talk about, give us a little bit of your history and tell the women, you know, just if you got some testimony to share, and just give us a little bit about who Victoria Holland is.
Wow. Again, it is an honor to be with you all tonight. I don't take it by coincidence, Pastor Katrina. I think it's, God always has a plan. And even when we don't know what the plan, we know God has a plan. So you pretty much kind of covered me. I'm originally from Virginia. I was born and raised in Martinsville, Virginia. I am a preacher's daughter. I am the youngest of three girls. And the mantle of ministry fell on my shoulders almost 13 years ago now. And so, mm-hmm. Well, actually, it was almost 14 years ago. And so through different trials and tribulations, I finally said yes to the Lord. You know, because yeah. being a woman and, I say this, even now, it's still almost somewhat a predominant male forum, you know, for ministry, mm-hmm. for leadership of that nature. And so coming into ministry at the age that I did, I had no idea that's what God was doing with me. I had went through several different things in my life. I was married for 7 years. I've been divorced 23 years. that sounds so funny when I say it. It is reality. But through even that period of my life, God was working things out towards his plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, I'm the youngest of three girls. I'm the preacher's child. I'm the pastor's child. So, you know, I've heard all the jokes that can be said about preacher's kids, especially females. You know, it's again, we as females, we get a lot of that backlashing even from that standpoint. So mm-hmm. I later moved to, I lost my mother and my sister. I lost my sister 30 days after I preached my initial sermon.
Wow.
And, you know, that was one of the most pivotal times in my life. And because, you know, going into ministry was a big, big thing. And I preached my initial sermon on Easter Sunday on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And 30 days later, my sister passed. And then a year later, my mother passed. So during that time, there was a lot of transition going on. There was transitioning mm-hmm. from being non-saved to being saved, really. From being not just a church goer, but a real church leader, having the ministry within. So I went from that to being assistant pastor to my father, and then my sister mm-hmm. dies.
Wow.
So I went through a period of time there of transition, and even then God was developing the book, and I had no idea. And when I sit back and I think about it, he was developing the book then. I have three children, all three girls. I have three natural grandsons, but I also have two step-grandsons. So I have five grandsons, a host of spiritual children, two godsons and one goddaughter. You know, but at the end of the day, I'm Vicky. I'm Victoria, Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always been a hard trial for me for titles. I've always grew up around titles, and I'm mm-hmm. always like, I don't want to be a title person. I just want to be able to do whatever God has me to do. And so after some trials and tribulations after my sister passed, I made the decision to move to Greensboro. And I did so quickly that nobody knew it. My
wow.
father didn't even know it. My mother was in a nursing home at the time we had made that decision. And I packed my bags, and my two youngest daughters was with me, and then later my oldest daughter came. But I made the decision to take a job in Greensboro, North Carolina, because I said I didn't want to be around anybody that knew me,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
I wanted to be just me.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be the preacher's kid. I didn't want to be Ed Holland's daughter. I didn't want to be anybody but just me. Didn't even want to be minister. Just wanted to be me. And so moved to Greensboro, went through a lot, went through, and this is after coming in ministry. This is after preaching the initial sermon. This is after being, you know, ordained. This is after being saved. I came to Greensboro. I was like, you know what, I'm done. I don't want to do nothing. And God had another plan.
Yes.
He absolutely had another plan. And I was working on my job, and like I said, not even a year later, my mom died. And, again, a pivotal moment, because first you lose your sister, then you lose your mom. Now you're in a whole different city where you don't know nobody, and then you got to deal with all of that. But during that whole time is when God was building what Elevated Not Tolerated would be as it is now and where it's going further. So that's a little bit about me. You know, I've had several different jobs, as you mentioned. I did early childhood for about 10 years. Loved the babies. Didn't quite get into the adult children. That was a whole different animal for me, because I love dealing with the babies. So I did that for about 10 years. I was a program coordinator for the city of Martinsville for about 10 years before that. Had worked with the area agency on aging for about 15 years prior to that. I went straight from high school into an administrative position and worked with the senior citizens for a little bit over 9.5 years. And even then, God was programming. And so when I came to Greensboro, I was like, you know, I'm done with all of that. I don't want to do none of that. I just want to be a secretary, call it a day. And God said, no, that's not the game. That's not the plan. So here I am. I'm in Greensboro going through all of the things I've been through. I would tell any woman, any man, that God has a purpose. God has a purpose for every one of us. It doesn't matter what it looks like, but I can tell you that on the other side of it, there is a purpose for everything that God has put us through. I said that this morning, you know, on the live, that, you know, it doesn't matter, because it's a foundation of where we're getting ready to go to.
Yes, 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 yes. And that's a great thing. For our listeners, Victoria does a live feed on Facebook in the mornings. And do you do it twice a day?
I do every morning, and then on Monday nights I do. Well, right now I'm teaching classes on Monday night online, and then on Wednesday nights I do a live on Wednesday nights. So after I leave you tonight, I'll go into my live. But yeah, that's what we do right now. I was doing it twice a day, and God said, it's time for self care.
Yes, 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 yes. And that's so, so important that we as the body have to remember that. And not only that, just self-care, making sure that we get the proper rest, making sure that we're eating properly, getting the exercise, and just getting that downtime, because you're being pulled in so many different directions, and God is continually downloading things in us. And sometimes we're always on the go, 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 go. We have to learn how to deprogram sometimes. So that self-care is very, very important. I want you to tell our listeners, how did you come up with Elevated, Not Tolerated, that title?
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because 90% of the time I get that question. I could be out in the middle of the street, and why did you come up with that? It came directly from God. Just a little background of it. When I came to Greensboro, my mom died. I ended up losing my job, got fired from a job, and didn't know what to do. Lost everything. When I say everything, everything. And during that time is when depression set in. And, you know, all of those feelings and emotions that go with that. And on top of that, you know, I'm still raising, at that time I was still raising my youngest daughter who was in high school. And so lost everything. And I began to just fall
totally away, if you will. I thought I was falling away from God. I thought that God had totally forgot who I was. And I began to just regress into, because I had, I guess I can say that. Yeah, I can say this. Because you said, let God use me, right?
Yes, 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 yes. Because you're going to set somebody free tonight, honey.
All right. Well, during the time when I was in Martinsville before my before preaching, I had tried to commit suicide.
Yeah.
And God said no. Then I came out of that. I was in a bad marriage, abusive marriage, domestic violence, and I finally spoke completely on that this past October. But it was in a domestic issue, and tried to commit suicide again. I had two miscarriages. And so building myself back, because see, everybody knew me as a strong kid. Everybody knew that I had worked in these different jobs. I had worked with the dignitaries. I was assistant to the city manager for years. And people knew that side of me. But nobody knew what was dying on the inside. Nobody knew that on the inside, Victoria was dying daily. Yeah. And she didn't know what she was going through. She couldn't even explain it. And when all of these things happened, because that is one thing that most we as Christians, we forget to be human. We stop being human once we get saved, because now, okay, we've saved and, oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah. But then we forget that we have to be human, that life still continues. He tells us that, you know, we are in the world but not of the world, right? So that lets us know that there's some things that's going to happen, so we got to be on point, right? So during that time, after I lost the job, I wouldn't, you know, because my sister died, and I still thank God for my father. My father said, you can't cry. You got to be strong. You got to be strong. Mm. And I'm like, I'm the youngest. Why I got to be strong? You know, but you had to be strong. I didn't understand, but God was setting me up. And so then my mother died. My dad told me the same thing. He said, I don't need you to cry. I just need you to be strong. And mind you, my father preached both my sister and my mom's funeral. So that's the kind of bloodline I come from. I come from a father who is strong, right? And so after coming to Greensboro and losing everything, I finally had my mental breakdown. I didn't shuffle over to the hospital. I didn't do any of that. But because I had worked in the industry, I had worked in the, you know, in the medical field, if you will, because I had worked with community agencies. So I knew the signs. I knew what I was going through, but I couldn't tell anybody because everybody knew I was strong, right? Everybody knew that Vicky was the little girl that could handle it all. And so as I went through that period of time of loss, I ended up being homeless. I end up not having anywhere to go. And when I say people really need to be careful when they use phrase like homeless and depression and suicide, because these are real things. And when you speak that into the atmosphere, you know, because I can tell you that there was a time when I was back home that I thought I couldn't take care of my kids by myself. And I was losing things. And I went to walk into what we call the City River Reservoir, which is just a small little creek, if you will, but it was big enough that I could have drowned. And I remember just getting in my car one day and riding out there. And my sister found me. My sister who passed, God rest her soul. She said God told her to go to the reservoir and find me.
Wow.
So during the times when I came to Greensboro, I started having to deal with, I don't have that sister. I love my other sister. We're good friends. But I had to deal with all of the things that happened prior to. I had to deal with all the things that I couldn't tell anybody. I had to deal with that inner man. And all of a sudden, I started writing. I started, and as a matter of fact, every now and then with the memories with Facebook, it's kind of comical how it brings up stuff that you write. And I started writing. I would just write little comments, and I could hear God tell me, you know, put this, write this on a post. And I'm like, I don't want to tell people my business. He said, you're not telling your people the business, but you're getting it out of your system. You're making it come out of you. You have to go down in the deep blue sea and pull it out. And so I started writing and just started writing, and I would write messages, and I'm getting chills. I started writing messages, and really the messages were to myself, but I didn't understand why did I have to go out there and put it out there. And one day I was talking to one of my former pastors, because on top of my mom and my sister passing, my dad decided to close the church, a church that we had grew up in. And so that put me in another atmosphere where I had to go out and find a church home. And so God took me to different places. And I remember sitting in my former apostle Wesley's church. I was sitting in the church, and he had no idea that I was going through, because I'm always chipper. I'm always together. And I was sitting in the ministerial grouping, and apostle started talking, and he said, today you have got to know that you are anointed and appointed. And I'm like, what do you mean? Do you not see me dying? You know, I'm one of your head prophets. I'm one of your head ministers. And see, this is what I want people to understand, that even though we carry the titles, even though we carry the weights of everybody else, even though even though we carry it, if we don't recognize it, we don't identify that we have issues, it will kill us. And nobody will see it. So the one thing that people are saying now that really irritates me, Pastor Katrina, is, you know, how can this man or woman of God be in the pulpit preaching the gospel to everyone and they commit suicide? It's very easy, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, right? So sometimes we are in that zone where we can't tell everybody what's going on. We're afraid to let people know what's going on, because if we let them know what's going on, they'll realize that we are human just like they are.
Exactly. Girl, I tell you, that is so important that that people be able to see the transparency, the transparency in us as leaders and as those that have been that are being called, because we put people up on these pedestals, and then when they fall, then we look at them like, you know, what happened? You know, well, you know, I thought you were this and I thought you were that. But like you said, I like what you touched on that part, that we are. They are human. We are human. Everybody is human. You don't use that as an excuse, but you have to understand that we still operate in the call that God has given us, and that mandate that He has given us. I want to I don't want to cut you off, but I want to talk about. No. I get you. I get you. So tell them that's how Elevated and Tolerated got birthed.
That's how it came about. God said, now you are coming out, you know, because I preached the message about the pit. He said, you're coming out the pit, and now you're raising up. It's time to be elevated and not tolerated. And that's how the name came.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, tell us about the big event that you've got coming up that's going to be in Martinsville. Spencer, Virginia. That you got coming up
it's
in Spencer, August.
It's Spencer, Virginia. It's August the 24th. It's the Coaches on Parade, and you, Katrina, are one of the famous coaches that's on that parade. God put in my spirit after I got my certification to do something for people, for other coaches, to allow people to know what coaching is about. And so I asked God, I said, who do I pick? And he said, these people that are new or behind the scenes. So he brought you all and different ones. This is actually the second one. We did one in April. It went so well that we've been asking God to let us take it on the road. And so God said Spencer, Virginia. So that's where we are. We're going to be there August the 24th at the Spencer Event Center. in Spencer, Virginia. We're going to start at 12:30, and we're going to go to 3 o'clock. And all of the coaches are going to be able to talk about their expertise, and there's going to be people that can ask questions. And hopefully, if they need counsel, they can go ahead and reach out to whichever coach they need at that time.
Well, that's how God does it. And I know that you said you had one previous one, and I remember I hate I wasn't able to be there to support you, but
right.
I know you talked about how God showed up and showed out, and he's going to do that as well, definitely, in Spencer.
Yes. Yes.
Before we've only got about 5 more minutes, so there's one other thing
I'm
that
sorry.
I really want you to – no, you are good. We are right on schedule that I want you to talk about, and that is talk about the book and the process that it took you to get that book up and moving, and how you just said, you know what, I'm going to do this hell or high water, because I know the word that God deposited in me, it's got to get out.
Deeper in position going through the storm is actually a portal. It's a portal of my story. I don't call it I don't call it what most people, I say it's a portal, because I'm still going through it. So the diva position came during the process of me being out of work. God started speaking about the three Hebrew boys, and he started showing me how I had moved from one area to another area, and the different storms of my life that I was going through, and how the storms of our lives can be identified by different types. And so God started revealing it to me, and I was just writing. I had no idea it was a book. I was just writing. And then I started writing the book in 2007, and I didn't publish it until last year. But I started writing in 2007, and God was just, he would download. I would go through something, and God would download, and I would write it in the book, or I would write it in the manuscript. He would give me something else. I would go through a storm, and I would write it down. I'm big on journalism, and so he said, write this down. I would write it down. So the deep in position is a portal of my life, and it talks about the different storms that we go through, procrastination, how we invent storms, how we need to stop inventing storms, what processes we go through during that time. But it's all based on the three Hebrew boys and what they went through. And
wow.
So my portal is tied into the three Hebrew boys. That's one of my favorite stories. And so when God gave that, I was excited. But in the book, we talk about the different types of storms that we as people put our lives in. We're procrastinators. That's a storm. When ain't nothing going on, we create a problem. That's a storm. So throughout the book, I talk about how God delivers us through each one of these storms, and we name them. We got storm takers, storm procrastinators. The procrastinator is the big one, I think, because we all do it. We all have a moment where we stop. And so God developed that. And so when I finally realized that it was a book, I said, God, what you want me to do with this? Because I don't know what to do. And God said, okay, I'm going to put some people in your place, and I'm going to show you what to do. And so God gave me a mandate that the book had to be in people's hands by the end of 2018, December 2018. So we birthed the book out. It is available on Amazon. You can also purchase it directly through me. But, you know, God said this was a part of my ending. Hasha. It was a part of my ending.
Ooh.
And so I said, okay, God, but I don't know about this book thing, because I ain't I ain't an author. He said, yes, you are. You got a story to tell. None of the disciples that are in the Bible were real authors, but they put their stories together.
Wow, that is phenomenal. I love it.
Yes.
Now tell us.
That's how the book was formed.
Well, it's a blessing. And again, she said you could get it on Amazon. So you guys definitely go out there and support her. Now, we've only got a few more minutes, but I do want you to, listening audience, how they can get in contact with you to come and to speak, to set up workshops, just how they can be a support to Elevated, Not Tolerated.
Well, right now we have the Facebook page, Elevated Not Tolerated Coaching and Motivational Services. And also God had me birth out a couple of Sundays ago, The Motivator. And that's me. So he finally clarified what my coaching style was. I'm the motivator. I'm the motivating coach. That's who I am. And I was like, okay, cool. I like that. But at the same token, we do have two websites. We have the Elevated Not Tolerated Coaching and Motivational Services .wordpress.com. That's our website. People can reach out to me on that. Or either they can email me directly at elevatednottolerated@gmail.com. And I try to answer every email, every text message. If you send me something, I'll do it. I ask God to open doors for me to be able to help people get to another level. And even tonight was an opportunity that I did not take lightly, because when God starts moving, God starts moving.
He does. He does. And he does it with excellence as well. Well, we have come to the top of the hour. I want you to close us out with a word of prayer, of course. But you guys, you definitely got to share this interview. I'll be posting it out on our Let's Talk Kingdom page. She's got a word in her belly. And if you follow her on Facebook, you definitely will know that God is using her mightily in this season, and will continue to use her mightily in the next dimension, which he's going to take her. So we pray continued blessings over your ministry, over your finances, over your health, whatever God sees, whatever there's a need for, God, we ask you to do what you do best. And, God, we love you for that.
Yes.
And, Lord, don't get me to stop preaching and praying, because I'm already jumping and leaping right here. But, Victoria, if you will, please close us out with a word of prayer. And, guys, don't forget, August, we are set up with some more phenomenal, phenomenal guests on Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. Close us out, my sister.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humble as we know how. Father, we thank you right now for the opportunity that you have given us to share with the people on tonight, God. God, I hear you say to the people, momentum. Don't lose your momentum. Don't lose what God has given you. And in this season, continue to be blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Father, we ask you right now to touch this ministry, this talk show, God, that's reaching millions of people, God. And God, we ask to bless and favors over the hostess and for those that allow her to be on the airwaves. And Father, we ask you to go to each listener that has come on tonight, God, and we ask you to bless them, God, and show them favor, God. Give them direction, God. God, don't let them stop, God, but allow them to continue. Father, if we've done anything that we shouldn't have, God, we ask you to give us grace and mercy so that we can get it right with you, God. God, we ask you to move as never before in this season. God, we ask you to move anything or everything that would hold us back, God. And God, we ask you to keep the people elevated and no longer tolerated. They don't have to they don't have to deal with the trials of the world, God. But they can look to the hills where cometh all their help, and their help comes from you, God. And God, we ask you to bless them right now, God. God, if there's a need from any of the listeners, God, allow them to reach out to Katrina, God. Allow them to reach out to this woman of God, so that she can bless them in the directions that they need to go. Father, we speak blessings and favor over this ministry, God, that it continues to increase, God, because you are the author of the most greatest mathematician in the world. You can multiply and divide and still let it be increased. You multiply and divide and you still let it increase. God, so we ask you for more increase into this ministry, that it goes out to the airways, to the television stations. God, we speak TV. We speak it all, God, because we know that you got a purpose right now in this ministry. God, Katrina, I'm sorry. Don't be afraid, because you're getting ready to go all the way live. It's airways. Juanita Bottom didn't have ain't got nothing on you. TD Jakes ain't got nothing on you. There's going to be doors opening where you can be seen across the country. And we speak blessings and favor right now, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Pour into this ministry. Those that are listening, pour into this ministry, because this ministry is going to touch nations upon nations. And, Father, we thank you, God. God, we thank you for the opportunity that you have allowed us to touch with our sister right now in this season, God. And, God, we count it all joy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Sister, we got to talk after this, because I just had a conversation with a TV. We'll talk. Lord, this is being recorded. Lord, I just thank you. Hey, don't forget, next month we will have some more phenomenal guests on Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. Victoria, we thank you so, so much. We know God is continuing to bless this ministry financially. I hear him say increase.
God, thank you.
That's all I hear him say is increase. So just keep your hands open and keep your hands up and keep continuing to praise him and thank him for everything, because it always says, despise not small beginnings.
Small beginnings.
Because it will be done in Jesus' name. All right, y'all, we got to get off of here because she got another show. But I thank you and I love you, and we give you all the praise, God. And we always say at the end of the show, let's talk. Good night, everybody. Love you. Love you, Victoria.
Love you too. Love you too.
On the cross, though our soul would not be lost, from sin we are set free. He did it for you and me.